After recording dozens of albums with hundreds of musicians and winning 20 Grammy Awards, you might think guitarist Pat Metheny has settled on a particular path he wants to take musically. But over the course of an almost 40-year recording career, he appears to be anything but settled, and his projects seem to be constantly evolving. Pat Metheny performs Friday night in Charlotte, and he joins us now. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
My pleasure.
Is it fair to say you were on a never-ending quest for something musically?
Yeah, you're not the first person to describe it that way. I mean, it's that fine line between, you know, quest and mental illness, I guess. You know, I certainly, am very devoted and dedicated to trying to understand music, you know, in a way that I think is, you know, very personal to me and the way that I have sort of developed as a musician over like really pretty long period of time now. But at the same time, I hope that there's a kind of identity to it.
You're about to head out on a massive tour. Has performing live changed for you over the years?
To me, playing live is, in fact, the destination. I think there is a certain sense that for some musicians, the whole point of going out on the road is to get people to buy the record. That was never the case for me, even back when people did buy records. To me, the point is to play. And kind of the thing of making records was, in the earlier days, if you made a record, then it was sort of like, oh, well, that person is, well-known enough that some record company hired him and he got to make a record. You know, and so maybe when you show up in Peoria, some people will come. But for me, the thing of getting to play in Peoria was always the goal, to get the chance to play, everywhere, all over the world. That's what I really wanted to do. And as the times have changed, now it's really about the touring.
A few years back, you took on maybe one of the more unique projects I've ever heard of called Orchestrion. Can you describe the Orchestrion project?
I've been trying to describe it for 5 years now, and still nobody has any idea what I'm talking about. My grandfather had a player piano in his basement up in Wisconsin, and I was kind of obsessed with this player piano. I thought it was just the coolest thing I'd ever seen. It was sort of like Jules Verne, but it seemed very modern to me that it could do all this stuff on its own. And I've kind of retained a lifelong interest in that general world of mechanical music. So for me, I thought, okay, why hasn't somebody looked at this sort of through the prism of modern technology, writing music that's modern kind of music, using this as sort of the output device? And so I kind of found, five great inventor guys around the world that I knew. This guy was doing this with pneumatics, and I knew this guy was doing this with solenoids, and commissioned them to build a bunch of stuff for me, and I did this Orchestrion project, and, we did a record, and me and, dozens and dozens of mechanical instruments that I was controlling from the guitar. And it ended up not only working, it was actually quite interesting. And, I've since brought it into a few other projects.
Pat Metheny coming to the Knight Theater on February 14th with a Pat Metheny Unity Group. The new album is called Kin. It's great talking to you today. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you, too. It's a pleasure.